In today's news, the Royal Academy joins in on vaccination efforts, COVID patients stage an escape from a field hospital, and the best Phuket hotel discount program you'll likely ever see. All this coming up on Thailand News Today. But before we begin, a warm shout out to Peter Hearn, who has supported the channel as a new Tiger legend. Now you can do so too by hitting that join button. All right, on to the program. In news about Thailand's vaccine rollout, this one has come out of left field. Princess Dulaphorn, sister to His Majesty the King, has signed a decree to allow the Dulaphorn Royal Academy, which she sponsors, to import COVID-19 vaccines. It's understood that the institution will import another Chinese vaccine, Sinopharm, which the Food and Drug Administration is expected to approve of this week. The surprise development has been confirmed in the Royal Gazette and comes as the government struggles to get on top of its own vaccine procurement plans. In recent weeks, those plans have been dogged by a series of mixed messages, the scrapping of the vaccine registration platform, flip-flopping over foreigners being included or not, and confusion over whether or not supplies of Thailand's primary vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine, would be delivered on time. Critics are pointing the finger at PM Prayut Chan-o-cha, who controversially took sole control of the country's vaccine rollout from the government's various departments, including the Public Health Department. A spokesperson from the Dulaphorn Royal Academy has confirmed on the institution's Facebook page that it will support, quote, alternative vaccines. The Academy says the doses will supplement the government supply until an adequate number of doses is available for the country, adding that it will comply with all government import and registration regulations. Meanwhile, Public Health Minister Anutin Chanwirakun says he knew nothing about the plan and only became aware of it when the order was published in the Royal Gazette. Hundreds of COVID patients at a packed field hospital at a Phetchaburi factory attempted to escape during a power outage due to the hot and crowded conditions. A field hospital was set up following an outbreak at the factory in the province's Kaoyao district, about 100 kilometers southwest of Bangkok. The power cut out yesterday evening and more than 500 patients tried to leave the hospital. More than 50 police officers were called to the factory, as well as soldiers from the military province 15 and public health staff dressed in disease protection gear. As of this morning, the situation was still, quote, unresolved, and there were still some patients who had not been accounted for. Stay tuned for 28 Days Later, Thailand Edition. And while we're on news regarding COVID, 3,759 new infections and 32 coronavirus-related deaths were reported today by the CCSA. Out of the new cases, 1,294 more infections were found in Thai prisons. Over the past month, 14 correctional facilities have reported a total of more than 20,000 COVID-19 cases. So far, 6 inmates who contracted COVID-19 have died. Bangkok remains the epicenter of infections, with many clusters reported in crowded places, such as high-density housing neighborhoods, construction worker camps, and markets. Health officials are rolling out active testing in high-risk areas to detect and contain the virus. Meanwhile, the Corrections Department has confirmed that another 1,228 COVID-19 cases have been reported across 14 prisons around the country. The department adds that over 2,000 patients have recovered, while 16,319 are currently being treated at prison facilities. The department also confirmed that prisoners suspected of having contracted COVID-19 must carry out 14 days quarantine prior to their release. If infected, they will not be released, but instead sent to a public health unit for treatment. One man has been rescued while another is still missing after a speedboat capsized in rough waters off the island of Koh Chang in the eastern province of Trat. The boat overturned off Klong Prao beach around 9 a.m. yesterday. Officials say there's been heavy rainfall on the island since, with strong winds and high waves. An earlier weather warning had advised people to stay out of the water and for small boats to remain ashore. Police say they have grave fears for the missing man. So a night at a Phuket resort could drop down to just $1. Tourism officials are pushing for a proposed campaign they call One Night, $1 to help draw travelers back to the popular tourist island as locals prepare for its July 1st reopening to vaccinated foreign tourists, a pilot program for the rest of the country. Rooms that are normally priced between 1,000 to 3,000 baht, which is around 30 to 90 bucks, would be offered for $1 per night under the plan. The cost would be subsidized by the government, according to the president of the Tourism Council of Thailand. If that happens, I may have to go verify this story personally. The president of the Thai Taxi Network Association says that many traditional licensed taxis will likely switch to driving their own cars as rideshare drivers. The statement comes in response to the government's announcement that they have started to put together regulations for rideshare taxi apps set to go into effect in a month or so. It only took them 7 to 8 years. The new regulations would bring validity to the legal gray area of people using their private cars to give people rides for pay via mobile apps. The new plans would place some safety and organizational regulations on ride-sharing apps such as Grab, requiring drivers and cars to be officially registered with a driver's license and a criminal background check, and be equipped with safety and communication features, as well as putting caps on pricing for the apps. While some hope the new regulation will bring them in line with normal taxis, who have yellow license plates signifying that they are legal public transports, the taxi group president argues that the government is caving to illegal rideshare apps to legitimize them to the detriment of licensed taxis. The Taxi Association representative said cab drivers are being bullied with this legislation, while government bends for the so-called lawbreakers at the expense of the legitimate taxi operators. Health authorities in the UK have reported cases of a new COVID variant that was first detected in Thailand among people who had arrived from Egypt. Public Health England says there have been 109 cases of the new variant, coded C36.3. Of course, the variant has already earned the name Thai variant by the UK mass media. Officials say that there is currently no evidence that this variant causes more severe disease or renders the vaccines currently deployed any less effective. We, however, at the Tiger think the variant should be called the C555 variant. Ha ha ha. And that is all for the news for this episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Tiger channel for more fun and informative content. Thank you so much for watching. Have a great weekend. Sawadee krap.